The Buncombe County COVID-19 community and media update has been posted to the county website. Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on May 14th indicate there are 268 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days, up 14% from the previous week. 66% of the total population have received their full primary vaccination series. This is unchanged for over 2 months. 62% of people with full primary vaccination series have had at least one booster. This is unchanged since last week. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations have increased by 53% over the past week, and of ICU patients have decreased by one adult over the previous week. The CDC reports that the risk level for Buncombe County is low for the week ending May 12th. Wastewater surveillance may provide an early warning before individual testing shows that COVID-19 is spreading. The state dashboard reports that the 15-day rate of change of viral load for Buncombe County is moderately increasing for the time period ending May 11th. The CDC website reports that the rate of change is moderately decreasing from the time period ending May 14th. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends get vaccinated and boosted when eligible. People with any COVID symptoms or exposure to someone with COVID should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. Save your face masks. The risk level may rise with a new variant. A person with high risk for severe illness should speak with their healthcare provider. Mask wearing is recommended for persons with a positive test, having symptoms, or exposure to someone with COVID-19. Governor Cooper's executive order on March 1st says that agencies may require everyone to wear a mask in high-risk settings like healthcare facilities, nursing homes, correctional facilities, and homeless shelters. There are rising COVID-19 infections nationwide, spurred by the more transmissible Omicron variants, wanting immunity from vaccines, and fewer people wearing face masks. 1/3 of Americans live in an area with medium or high COVID risk. There are rising cases and hospitalizations, although death rates remain low. Areas of increased infection risk, as defined by the CDC, are in the Northeast and parts of the Upper Midwest. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, recommends that people living in those regions should consider wearing face masks in indoor public settings and adopt public health measures of protection and testing before going to indoor gatherings. Public health experts feel that people who test positive for COVID-19 should see a healthcare provider as soon as possible to find out if they are candidates for early treatment to prevent severe illness, because treatments only work if begun quickly.